Hello and welcome back. On day three of the commercial loan process mini e-course, you learned all about the pre-approval letter and what's expected of you when you receive it. So, you know that among the requirements will be your tax returns for the last 2 years, as well as your year-to-date interim financial statements. And for most business owners, that means you'll need to get in touch with your accountant. So, in this bonus, I'm going to answer this question. What if I haven't yet filed my taxes? And what if I haven't paid my accountant? Well, you know, you have a couple of options here. And really, the very fastest way to get the information you'll need to submit to the lenders is to work with your present accountant or bookkeeper. And, you know, let me assure you, you are not the only business owner in this situation. In fact, your accountant likely has multiple past due accounts that he or she would love to get settled, okay? So, this is really good news for you, because what I'm saying is that most accountants will be very happy to hear from you. You know, they'll be happy to allow you to set up payment arrangements that could work for both of you. So, just kind of, you know, breathe easy, relax. Give him or her a call and, you know, just explain your situation. Be forthright, be honest, and just let them know, you know, I apologize for not having been able to maintain our relationship up till now. But at this point, you know, I'm wanting to move forward with getting a commercial loan. And I'm wanting to see how we can work together so that, you know, I can get this done. You know, what can we do? How can we resolve this so that I can move forward and so that we can maintain a relationship again between the two of us. Okay, and here's another thing. If you happen to be doing a cash out refinance, you can likely agree to pay them the whole entire balance due with the proceeds from the loan. You know, and in that case, they'll be even more motivated to help you get the deal done. Okay, so that's probably one of the best choices you could make, but you may decide to make another choice. You do have other choices. For example, you could just go and hire another accountant altogether. You know, and that could work since you don't have a balance with them at all, you know, so you could just start a brand new relationship. The disadvantage, though, is that they have no history with you. So you'll likely have to provide them with much more documentation in order to get the job done. So it may take them a little longer. On the other hand, you may not be working with an accountant at all right now. And at GuideToBusinessLoans.com, we work in association with accountants who are really skilled at getting your financials in order as quickly as possible. So, you know, if you're interested in having us introduce you to a few competent accountants, then go ahead, press 2 now, and leave a message requesting that we get you in touch with some accountants. And finally, the third choice you have is you could really do it yourself. You can use do-it-yourself software such as QuickBooks to do your own bookkeeping and accounting. And the only thing with that is that although that will be the least expensive route when it comes to dollars and cents, it's probably the most expensive when it comes to your time and energy. You know, on the other hand, though, if you update your books every day or every week or every month, you'll likely make the entire process much more streamlined, easy, and simple. And then when tax time comes, for example, you only have to update the last day or week or month, print out a few reports, and voila, you've got the docs you need for the government and for any commercial lender. So those are your choices. I want to thank you again for listening, and we look forward to speaking to you soon. Meantime, I'll see you again tomorrow on day 4 of the commercial loan process mini e-course. See you there.